What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 20 of Roleplay Swan Song. My name is JP McDaniel, joined by the rest of the cast, and today we find out how Jeffrey Vincent Robinson's character dies. Jeff, we'll start with
or
you.
Or not.
Or not, we'll see.
Or not.
He's probably going to die, though, because it's a duel, and that's all he does in duels. Jeff is a player, not as a character. Anyways.
Right, yeah, Jeff will die tonight. On
Jeff himself will not die, probably.
Jeff is going to duel Anna tonight, and just in the... You know, things work out the way they do, and he's dead.
We're a Spartan household. Any argument we settle with death, so it's just, we've done well.
How many times have you both died, then?
Just 19, actually.
Oh, is it 19 each?
Yeah, no, between the two of us.
Not too bad.
Oh, okay, all right.
There you go.
Relatively happy marriage. Thank you, hi. This week, I'm just streaming shit. Not a whole lot to report. Well, no, we got to talk movies.
We do. Yeah. We already talked. Movies. We cheated on you and talked about it on Monday, but everyone has
you
a right.
You didn't talk Ex Machina, though, did you?
No, we didn't talk about that, and I knew you were going to bring it up, so I'm glad. I didn't know you were going to bring it up, but I'm glad you're here to talk about it, because I'm interested in seeing it. Should I go see it?
Yes, absolutely should.
Definitely.
It is not. There's not going to be people walking around with Ex Machina shirts. There's no one out there that saw that and then is starting to like scour the internet for Ex Machina 2. But as a standalone concept, like just a discussion and a very well acted portrayal of a rehashed concept, like all three of the actors and actresses did a fantastic job. They did an awesome job. The portrayal of a guy making an AI and then what would we do with that and how do we interact with it and that kind of stuff, really fun. Just, yeah, it's it's not so pretentiously smart, by the way, where you're like in the middle of it and you're like, oh, I totally know what's going on, but you absolutely have no fucking clue. It's a really good conversation, but you can grasp it. You can grasp it the whole time, I think.
I feel like it's a good companion piece to Her. Like, it's a less twee kind of version of that.
I never saw that.
It's also really good as far as, like, movies about AI go. They both do the same thing where they, like, ask more questions than they try to answer, and it's kind of like, what would it be like if a person made an intelligence? And I liked Ex Machina, and it reminded me a lot of the stuff that we've kind of been doing in Swan Song, because it posits this, like, how does the person who made the intelligence affect how that intelligence turns out? Which I think is really cool.
That was a cool discussion, too, and I also liked, like, I mean, AI has been done a million times before, and like one of the prevailing thoughts is, oh no, if it gets out, it'll download the internet and then take over the world. They don't really, spoiler alert, they don't dabble in that too much. It's more a story of like creating life in an alternate way. Like AI becomes life, and then its perception of life and how it handles life is different from the rest of us. So what happens with that?
Huh.
And there's no discussion that can happen about the ending, but the ending is very cool and very different as well, very good. So solid film. Very well acted, I thought.
I thought it was cool that it sort of, like, gently touched on the idea of, like, if, like, because the two, there's, like, basically three characters, right? And it's, like, two dudes and then an AI that's a woman. And that, like, the gender balance stuff plays into it, but not in a really obvious, like, hitting you over the head kind of way.
Yeah.
It was subtle, I thought, which was
cool. It was kind of funny, because in the previews, like, they show all these, like, super sexy scenes, and I was like, huh, he's going to have sex with a robot in this movie. And I'm not going to spoil that either, but it's not a erotica AI movie. It's just...
Damn it.
Like Adam says, they touch on that. Which is kind of cool.
I mean, I'm really interested in not only seeing the movie, but there's actually a current running comic called Alex and Ada, which is done by...
Aren't they making that into a TV show or something?
I wouldn't be surprised, because I read the first six issues and was so blown away at like the concepts that they were talking about that I was like, fuck it, I'm going to wait. It's like 18 issues long. It's almost done. I'm just going to wait till it's all done, and then I'm just going to binge it. But it was really good, and I just like that more media is kind of going into that realm. It's fucking awesome.
Well, we had Chappie recently too, right?
Right.
AI is a big thing this year.
Yeah, it is.
And they're like working on Blade Runner 2, right? And like people care about robot intelligence again.
I'm trying to find out.
No, disasters are back a little bit with The Rock being a helicopter pilot too. That was interesting.
I think that's just The Rock being The Rock. Did you see what is his what is his character's name? Oh fuck, it's something like really hilarious.
McGee?
No, I'll have to look it up here.
You know what's funny on the AI story, like Terminator? I thought this was super weird. I will watch any Terminator movie, and there's been some shitty ones. One and two are like the holy grail of great movies in our time. But the previews for this last one make it look like a retcon of facing T-1000. And then another preview comes out, and actually they turn John Connor into a T-1000 Terminator hybrid thing that's human.
Yeah, that's
human,
like the big twist, yeah.
And he's the bad guy. And when I saw that, I was like, I know why you were hiding
that. It's kind of shitty they put that in,
that's
like...
That's fucking stupid.
They put that in a trailer.
It's in the trailer. Yeah.
Is that just... But are they just going to fuck with time a bunch in this movie? Because I think that's what's going to happen, right? It's like a bunch of crazy shit time-based might happen, and they just keep on like, yeah, that was awesome, reset that shit. And I actually might buy that.
It's like Star Trek, right? Like, it's like a new thing, and they're like, we can just, if there's time travel, we're going to just go back and fuck with everything. Jeff, did you watch Sarah Connor Chronicles when that was on TV?
A little bit.
I did.
Yeah, that was surprisingly good for
what it was.
Starting to get decent, too. Like, right
at the end of season one, it's like, pretty choice.
Did they cancel it?
I love the concept. Yeah, they super canceled it. But the problem I have with Terminator movies,
it's like, Terminator, that shit.
After Terminator 2, They've gotten this idea where they're like, every fucking new Terminator has to be better and different. And they're like, well, how do we make it better? And they're like, just make it liquid again. Fucking liquid again.
I know. It's like every
Terminator after
better.
It's just liquid. And
they're
it's
going
like
through all the
super
states of
fucking
matter.
The T-1000. But that was done in 1994. Like either get past it or just pull it back to Arnold fucking punching Arnold, which does happen in this movie. So I'm excited about that. The old one and all the jokes they make. The cache of Arnold one-liners we're going to have after this movie is going to double.
He's like, I've been waiting for you. And like, stay here. And he jumps out of a helicopter and nosedives into the other one. I'm like,
oh. I'm glad Arnold's back in movies, though. I'm actually excited that he's back in movies. He makes some dumb fucking action movies, and I love him. Do you realize
at this point, he could just be like, all right, Commando 2. And it would probably make a fuckload of money. Like, he could just
reprise his 45 minutes is just him putting guns and stuff.
But,
and
I mean, like, it's ridiculous to think that one day, I'm sure when they're like, fuck, all right, what are we going to do this year? Just like... 80 action movie remixes, like, let's do it, or sequel.
How long before we get an old-ass Conan movie? Like, just Arnold Schwarzenegger as King Conan.
No, fuck it. Just do another...
I would pay...
You know, but instead of Harrison Ford, just fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I would pay a lot of money to see, like, one picket's worth of money to go see a movie about Conan ruling Aquilonia. I would totally. He's like sitting on the throne. He's really fucking bored out of his mind. And then he just like fucks off and starts murdering people out in the wilderness again. He's just like, man, civilization is a trap.
Didn't they already remake Conan or something this year?
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
It was a remake.
There was Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I kept thinking it was The Rock or something like that, but yeah, that's right. You're right.
I eat, I slay, and I love.
I love and I am content. Yes.
And I'm content. We laughed out loud in the theater, the entire theater.
No, The Rock was the Scorpion King.
Backhands a woman.
Someone said
then,
King Conan has been talked about, which would be pretty.
That would be cool. Awesome. Be no, the Rock was the Scorpion King, which is the best Conan movie since Conan.
Oh God,
that's true.
They could totally like pick up Predator into the modern day with this badass motherfucking mercenary who like, you know, retired into security or something like that, and just have Arnold fight.
Well,
the Predator.
They haven't done a good Predator movie recently.
I would.
That was pretty good.
Predator movies, they're about the Predator, right? Not about the guys.
Oh, what? They did that. That's right. They did that.
Adrian Brody, dude. It was a great movie.
It was actually pretty.
It was called Predators, I think, just with an S. On Arnold too, by the way, the indie film that he did that looks. I don't think maybe it's not an indie film, but the one about his daughter becoming a zombie, that looks pretty fucking cool, actually.
I've heard of
and
that.
And not an action movie.
That's gonna be odd. What's the name of that?
it's
I just typed in King Arnold Harry Zombie.
Jingle All the Way too.
No, it's awesome. It's about the world suffered an apocalypse.
Oh, it's called
zombies.
Maggie.
Maggie, yeah.
What the fuck? That is the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen. It's like a picture of a bearded Arnold looking all sincere at the something off camera, and then it's got a zombie daughter behind him.
He's gonna win an award for
this. Nice.
I'm calling it out. It's gonna be like the most serious role he's ever taken.
It's got an 8.3 right now on IMDb, so that's pretty high.
Man, Arnold deserves it.
Like, he's a zombie.
He's created so much great entertainment.
That comes out this Friday.
I'm gonna go see it. Fuck that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. He has.
I'm gonna be creeped out of my mind the entire time. It's like shows like her skin peeling off, and she's like, "Daddy, like, take care of me," and I kind of want to eat you. And it's like, it's just fucked up. It's gonna be amazing.
Well, what did you think of Avengers?
Oh,
your 20-second review. Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Obviously, a great movie. Obviously, it's exactly what you'd expect: action, explosions. They retired a bunch of characters. More of a passage of a movie. They're moving people along, and they're bringing new people into the fold. They got a lot done in a couple hours and a half, so it's going to feel a little bit bombarded while still having all the action. I personally am suffering a crisis where I've realized that there's been so many hero movies that are so incredibly anticlimactic, where they're killing hordes of incompetent, useless soldiers, and then the boss fights are comically incredibly unimportant. Either he's fighting the throwaway character and they die and that was predictable, or he's fighting the super main character and there's no chance in hell they die, and that's predictable.
It's true.
So I'm having this like weird inner, like, but get over it, fucking Jeff. What do you expect, Superman to die? No. But I feel like every movie that's not Marvel and DC has that advantage where they're like fucking Game of Thrones is revolutionary because people actually die. Like, it actually fucking matters.
Yeah. That's the subversion that Game of Thrones brings. Yeah. It's so good.
And it explodes. People love it. And it's not a secret formula. It just means that there's a chance that this shit matters. But when Thor walks over, it's like, oh, God. The altar stacked against us. I'm like, well, just get it over with. And he's like, never mind. Twirls his hammer, hits everyone, and they're gone. And it's like, well, Jesus.
I think they're going to, and I don't actually know this, but I would think by the time Thanos comes around, I'm pretty sure someone's going to die.
Like, yeah.
There was rumors that everyone before the movie actually came out was like, oh, they're killing someone off super important in this movie. And it didn't happen. Spoilers, but
yeah.
But yeah, like, I think by the time Thanos rolls around, especially because it's a two-parter, I could see them killing someone super important at the end of that first movie.
Then they'll just life gem them back to life for the second movie.
Probably.
It'll be the big, like, they're dead for like 6 months. And then
just be like, I'm here to tell you that there's a better place beyond one.
True.
Starbucks. Anyways, like, but it is great. I didn't come away from that upset. It's just that we get so many hero movies now. It's like 10 a year, and it's always the same thing that I'm starting to enjoy them a little bit less, but I'll still go see all of them, and I'll still love them. Like, they're great.
Did you see the Fantastic Four?
They're the perfect
trailer?
Formula.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually, they should have put that trailer out first because it made it look like a decent fucking movie and not trash.
Who are you?
Yeah. Doom. And I hope the other ones alluded to him being a computer hacker, and if I hope he's not.
Yeah, like, my impression that I got that from shit. Everything that I saw is that, yeah, Doom was going to be, like, the computer hacker from GoldenEye, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
But with bad guy powers. There's only one Doom, and he's the fucking High Emperor of Latveria or whatever.
Yeah, Doom in the comic books is, like, one of the best fucking villains in all of Marvel. Good.
Like, why can't they get...
I really like the guy they got to play Doom in the terrible other Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he was pretty
good. Yeah, he was from Nip Tuck. He was actually pretty good, but still, they kind of fucked up his mask. Like, the Doom mask is actually not that fucking difficult either. It's like two fucking eye slits and a little grill for, like... What? Why do you have to change it? It's just
for the same reason that the producers tried to get Kevin Smith to make a Superman movie where he didn't have a cape, couldn't fly, and had to fight a giant spider at the end. Because producers fuck everything up. That's true. That's how it works.
That's true.
My God.
Yeah, but I hope Doom's
true.
Cool.
Yeah,
and I hope they tie it into the MCU. So, well, actually, they're not going to be able to because isn't Fox making that?
I don't know.
I think
they still.
Let's have a collective boner over what is coming on the 15th, though. Mad Max, every trailer. I'm rejuvenated with excitement.
Super exciting. I wasn't sold on the first trailer necessarily, but the second one is so much more like stylistic. Like, it feels like it has its own kind of aesthetic to it that I wasn't expecting. So I'm pretty.
The guy playing a flaming guitar.
I know, right?
A truck driving through a desert with explosions everywhere.
It's out of control.
It looks awesome.
That's it.
That's true. I forgot that came out middle of May. That's true.
Yeah,
Jeff, and you went. Didn't you go to a tournament over the weekend, or?
I just got back from one a couple. It was 2 weekends ago. I took second. I think I talked about that.
That's true.
Just practice weekend. I'm going to. Actually, I should talk to you about this, JP. In June, end of June 20th, I'll be at War Games Con, which is in Austin, Texas.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure that's near you because Texas is basically all the same place.
3 hours south, yeah.
There you go. Totally easy. Other than that, I'll be going up to Oregon in a couple weeks. But it's Warhammer's going really great. We were talking about this beforehand too. Giant Waffle assembled a model to 15,000 people on stream yesterday.
Yep.
I heard he did it really fast.
Yeah.
It took him 10 hours to do one model.
It only took him like 10 hours. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Watch it actually. That's amazingly he's a master fast. Builder, but he had so many people on stream that he's just like, oh, fucking take my time with this one here.
Yep. Yeah, it took him 10 hours awesome. To do that. He didn't paint it or anything, right? I didn't nope. watch. Okay.
Nope, he just assembled them, but he's like, he got into it recently, and then he went ham. Like, he's got the table, he's got gloves on, he's got, like, lighting and shit. Like,
Have you talked to him?
Didn't he like, tweet about buying, like, the big paint set?
He did.
I'm sure.
Like, the 300 paint pot set? That's God, I want that.
I think he did.
Wait, it looks, so, do yeah. you know, like... Did Giant Waffle, was he already into this? Did he, you know, did he like talk to someone? I don't think so.
I think he was actually tweeting about it. Then him and Jeff started tweeting back and forth. And that's, I don't know, where the conversation. Jeff will have to chime in here.
What?
But with Waffle, did he, we was asking like how he got into it.
I'm not entirely sure. I just know that he just started to, and then a stream jumped on and was like, we'll buy you models and, you know, build this and we're excited about it, and he just went into it.
There you go.
That's pretty awesome.
Cool. Well, good, glad to have you here, Jeff. Rather Wheat, I'm sick and on cough medicine, so it's gonna be a loopy day.
Great, all we need is a loopy Higgs. That's true. I'm sure that'll work out.
I don't have to do anything today. We just watched Jeff die. Wheat, anything happened since Monday?
Oh, more TwitchCon shit. Behind you know scenes. I don't know, I got to make a guest appearance on Drop Frames today as I was kinda running weird, yeah. to another meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not much has happened.
Great.
My computer parts are here. I'm super stoked. I want to build it. I got a couple more things I have to get. I realized that I was dumb to buy another full tower, but apparently I subconsciously do things after I tell myself I'm not going to do it. So
you won't be paranoid, or you won't regret that when you're building it.
You're probably right. It's just that like I already hate the fact that I lose, you know, 7 inches of desk space over here because that's where my, you know, tower is, and then I realize I'm going to replace a mid, which is my previous streaming rig, with a tower, so that I'm like, fuck, it's going to
yeah. I just got some bad news that all the screen tearing that's been happening on stream lately is due to the capture card. And so I have to get a 1440p DVI splitter that is like $400 just so I can get rid of screen tearing.
Wait, because you're splitting it to your monitor?
No, I'm not splitting it right now. And since I run G-Sync, there's no V-Sync. So it's sending in something that's not a steady 60. And it causes massive screen tearing on the stream when I'm
JP,
playing like FPS.
JP, I can fix this for you. Have you tried resetting the router? Have you unplugged the router?
I have. I had no idea settings. What was causing it for a long time, and someone randomly just linked me a YouTube video that was like detailing the issue exactly. And he tells you like exactly what to buy. So.
Oh, damn.
So that's fun. Just more money to throw at the fucking streaming rig.
Interesting.
But yeah.
So I'm excited to do that. Hopefully I'll maybe even start tonight, even if it's just wiring some shit. And other than that, no. Everything's good. Everything's dandy. I'm ready to play.
Cool stuff. Steven, we debut, or I guess you debut, not well, I guess weeks, I'm producing it. R&D tomorrow.
Yep. Yes.
Should be fun.
I'm super stoked. I'm like,
it seems a little chaotic in the Skype chat, I gotta say. There's a little bit of chaos.
A little.
Right now in R&D chat.
I think that's a consequence of who's involved.
I think you might be right. No, Krindor actually seems the most like level-headed about all this.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna play this. It's gonna be good.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, okay, cool. It's gonna be so good. I can't wait. I've been sticking my brain into the mindset of that setting for like the last 5 days or whatever. I'm super stoked. I can't wait. I'm not gonna spoil it. You don't get to know.
I'm gonna take a guess then, based on your beard and hair. It's an Amish setting, isn't it?
That's right.
Wait.
I nailed it, didn't I?
You got, yeah. It may or may not be that, Jeff.
Amish R&D. Okay.
What were we going to say?
I didn't want to give anything away. But okay. I mean, when I heard everything and I was really excited that Fraggle Rock was a setting, I'm a little jealous of not doing R&D.
We're trying to keep it a secret.
Well, I always wanted to be a builder, you know.
Yeah.
Down in Fraggle
One of those
Rock.
Little builders, yeah.
I was really surprised when Krendor decided he was going to play the dog.
Yeah.
That's true. What else has been going on, Steven?
Oh, man. I guess I'll talk a little bit more about this at the shout-outs at the end, but I am moving from my current job to a new job very soon. So that's very exciting for me. I'm very excited to have a new opportunity to do game dev stuff in Montreal.
Is that within the same company or a new company?
No,
or can you not talk about it?
It's a different company.
I see.
Yeah. So I can't talk about what we're doing yet, but it's a... it's a game I'm really excited about making, and I can't wait to contribute to it. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait until I announce it, because people are going to be like, wait, you're working on that? Oh, shit.
Good for you, buddy.
Is that 2 weeks from now? When is that, a week from now?
Tomorrow. Friday is my last day at Behavior Interactive.
Okay. So yeah. Then you can.
I'm surprised
that?
You're jumping ship before Doritos 3, though. Like that's. It seems like that's not a
man,
cash grab.
You know, that, it was really, really hard to turn down that design position on Doritos Crash Course 3. But
did you guys? God, were you responsible for the? Were you responsible for the Burger King games? Did you guys make those?
I actually don't know.
They were actually kind of good.
They were fucking really good. The King Hide and Seek, is that what it was? Burger King Hide and Seek.
There were several.
Wasn't
it
a cart game? Didn't they have a
cart game? Yeah, there was a cart game. And like.
Oh, you're right, though. They did have a hide and seek one.
The hide and seek
one's creepy as fuck.
I know, and that's why
King is like
awesome.
Sneaking around and shit. Like,
how do you guys have the time to play these games?
This was a long time ago, Steve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was called.
I remember.
It was called the Sneak King. That's what it was.
Yeah, the Sneak King.
Sneak King, yeah. That's when I had time to play.
It was on Xbox.
And I'm sure I played it for a solid 7 minutes, dude. It was great.
Or was this
Yeah, 2006, bro. That was fucking forever ago.
Yeah, Xbox and Xbox 360, November 19th, 2006.
It was practically 17 then.
That's a good Vidya game right there. If you can find it, play it. Well, cool. We'll be looking for your announcement, I guess. On Twitter? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it'll be on Twitter. I'm sure we'll try to, like, put out some videos of gameplay and stuff like that. So it'll be, like, blam, blam, blam.
Awesome.
Just spamming as much as possible. If you have been following Eternal Crusade, don't panic. They're still in a really good position to deliver really awesome Founders Access. And I'm actually kind of sad to be leaving at this point because we're really close to being able to put something in the hands of players for, like, early access. And I can't wait to see how people play with it.
There you go.
Yeah,
kick ass, man.
Last but not least, Adam, what's been going on in your world
in the last 48 hours? Yeah,
Adam, should you announce your new job at Behavior now, or should you save it for the credits? It's got super awkward. But...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Not much. Waiting for The Witcher. Playing HOTS. Steven's gonna play a game with me this weekend. Finally,
yeah.
Finally found some time. We're gonna play.
Don't Steve together. Adam.
Oh, come on, that was the best. It's an obvious joke, but
such a dad joke. Such dad jokes.
Don't Steve. So we're gonna play that. I'm excited about that game. I
played
about 10 minutes of Don't Starve and enjoyed it, but then didn't have a chance.
Wait. Adam, have you played Don't Poop Your Pants or Don't Shit Yourself or whatever it is?
No.
Oh my god, Adam.
You should play that game.
When we start on Sunday. I'm going to have you play Don't Shit Yourself.
It's good.
And you're going to shit yourself.
You will.
Sounds great.
I think there's like 17 ways to shit yourself in that game.
Yeah. It's one of the
best games.
We're not trolling. This is an actual game.
It's really legitimate.
It seems like the kind of game a big brother convinces a little brother to play.
Yeah.
And
then it's good. Hey, buddy, let's play Don't Poop Yourself.
Okay. Isn't that just a Flash game?
It's like
Don't Shit Your Pants. Don't Shit Your Pants. Yeah, it's on Congregate right now.
Yeah. Oh, it exists.
No, it's a real game. Like it's
a real game. It's actually hilarious.
It's really good. Right. You should play it during the break. Everyone should play it during the break of the show that's watching. Yep. Anything else, Adam?
I started reading Blood Meridian. I don't know if anybody's read any Cormac McCarthy, but it's intense.
Yeah, you lost us. No one reads here.
It's fine. You seen The Road?
Nope. I skipped that one.
Movie?
I know what it is.
He wrote that too. Everything he writes is just like
so. It's like super
and
depressing.
Oh, The Road? That's up there with Monster's Ball as far as like just
depressing shit.
Having a good day, take it down a few notches.
Cormac McCarthy writes like really grim shit. Blood Meridian is set in the 30s during the like Mexican American War, and like the main character is this kid, and like within the first couple of pages, it's describing somebody like trying to pop somebody's eyes out with their thumbs. It's fucked, but it's an awesome novel. But
when's the movie?
Yeah, so I just started reading that. I feel like there might be one already.
Of course there is.
Is there? I don't know. Anyway,
cool shit. Hollywood needs more of it, man.
Yeah. What act?
Yes, it's in development.
Who did Samuel Jackson do? Okay, well, it's not out yet then.
Yeah, they don't have a director or anything, it's just in production. So, or in development rather. So it's
he wrote No Country for Old Men too. So.
Yeah,
great. Catching up with Philip K. Dick for
that movie is so good.
Yeah. Silence Shotgun, my God, the dream.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh god, the sound effect for that thing was cool though.
Use like a cattle prod to kill people.
I mean, I guess if you shoot slugs out of it, you could theoretically like silence it. But
there you go. Yeah.
Slugs, as in like the insects.
Look, man.
Slugs are insects. Blah, blah, blah.
If you did,
what are they if they're not insects?
Arthropods. Arthropods.
They can't be arthropods. No. Arthro is like multi-segmented limbs, right?
No, yeah, they're gastropods. Maybe they're like snails.
Arthropods. Yeah, arthropods are like crabs. Crabs are arthropods.
You bust my ass about my not knowing Latin. Anyway, you're the one that said slugs are insects, so
is a generic term
for six-legged creatures. Yeah.
Shut up, exactly. Damn it. Did you know that genetically slugs have six legs? They're just not. Never mind.
Anyway,
are you making shit up now?
Science. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking DMs. Where did we last leave? I think Titan was walking out of a ship.
Yeah, Titan.
Yeah, he was sharpening his Jeff Killing sword.
Yeah, they were about to like fight each other. They were in the arena.
They weren't about to.
I love how everyone assumes that like that's how long it takes. Like it's like no, they agree to the duel and then bam.
And now they're there. Now can we just like fast forward?
No.
I would like to press the fast forward.
All right, scanning up from Boots in front of a saloon in a high west.
So I do have like a post, like the credits for the show run, and then we get a thing, and then we can start. So we fade in on just like a little planet orbiting a big red gas giant. The planet's smallish, kind of Earth-like, it's blue, very mountainous, like craggy terrain, and we scan down over it. And we get subtitles in this weird, like, jagged-looking, like, scraggly language made up of triangles and lines, and then it kind of, like, flips over into English, and it says, Shindalian Colony, Andoni, 422nd year of the Arzen Dynasty, and we fade down onto the planet. And as we're pulling down on the planet, you can see these, like, black and green, like, warships slowly, like, drifting into view. And then we fade to like an underground bunker of some kind. Like it's got lights hanging overhead, but they're the same kind of like globular kind of shape as the warships. And the place is like shaking and there's like dust falling from the ceiling. And we can see a group of cloaked figures. You can't see their faces. It's dark. They're cloaked. The light is all sort of green and strange. And they're huddled around a computer, some kind of like spherical computer system with strange holograms like being depicted on it. And it seems to be finishing processing something. You can see all of the like pieces clicking together on the hologram. And then the hologram sort of sinks into the sphere. And they speak to each other in this like strange language that sounds like bone breaking. That's like a crackling language.
Can anybody understand it, Adam?
No one alive can understand.
Oh, damn it. The burn.
And the same thing, we get the subtitles. One of them says, as the thing is finishing, it says, it is done, the child is safe. And another one says, can we be sure the war mind will not find it? Another says, we can be sure of nothing. Another says, then all that remains is to wait. And then the last one says, yes, wait, and pray the gods forgive us. And there's another big, like, rumble, and we get the shot outside of these, like, warships landing and disgorging, like, troops in this, like, strange kind of reptilian-looking armor with, like, four arms. And then among them, this mechanical horror emerges. It's like kind of a tank, but on big segmented kind of, like, octopus tentacles. And it emerges. It's covered in sigils we can't read. And one of the power-armored troops addresses it. In the same language, but it's, you know, broadcast through his suit. And it says, we found them. Soon the seed will be yours, Warmind. And the Warmind, like, its display opens, and we see the familiar-looking face from the Fotenhauer ship on the display of this huge octopus thing. And it says, good. Soon I will be complete. And then they all turn because there's a bright flash on the horizon and the sound of an explosion. And if you've ever seen that, like, footage of the atomic bomb, like, hitting those buildings, there's this shockwave that kind of, like, blasts our view. Everything goes white. And as it fades, we're inside the Swan Song in the computer core. Just as a progress bar goes from 99% to 100, and Pi's little status light goes from off to on. So it goes boop and blinks on. And then we probably go to a commercial, and then the episode actually starts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's a thing. We know now, from the last episode, you guys have a lead, right, on where McCrary is. You have some French dudes on your ship. Yep. Who've just helped fix Pi, but you've adjusted the code.
Yeah, we you know, messed with their fixing.
Mm-hmm. And Piani, you have a lead, right? Where?
Yeah, the ship that they were on was actually getting sold on a space Craigslist, and I believe that we had determined that, or I was trying to, didn't I get out of them, or wasn't I about to?
Yeah, so you told them, like, hey, I'm interested in maybe purchasing the ship and any other special cargo.
Right.
You used your, like, secret code language to be right. Like, hey, so we also want to buy the owner of the ship if you have him. I think that you've got a message back from them with coordinates to a sector where they can meet you to discuss it.
All right. You know, I blast an email, a ship-wide email to everyone regarding the lead. The subject line is urgent. maybe found the guy. What the fuck is his name?
Lord McCrary.
Lord Lucas McCrary.
Fucking McCrary. Then I ship it out to everyone.
Okay. Yeah. So. The place they want to meet you, this seller, whoever they are, is Sector 103, which is the Laodice system.
Oh, shit.
Pulling up that Sector Asgard Sigma.
That's right.
103? That's really fucking far away.
God,
where are we now?
It's only two jumps away. You're in 306. These are in Barbarossos.
Because we can travel two hexes at a time.
Yep, you can jump to Vafai, and then from Vafai to Laodice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, and that's where they have this ship, and it's very evidently from the photos that you saw, it's the Kafka-esque. I think at some point, you know, Pi, like, because Pi's been out for several hours as this code is processing. Pi comes back on, and the text that you have on the ship, they're adjusting and making some, like, last minute diagnostics to make sure everything worked okay. And then they're going to be making their way off the ship. So if you want to talk to them before that, you're welcome to do that.
I think I'm primarily interested in talking to Pi rather than to the Order of the Annunciation.
Okay.
Don't think we should, like, debrief them?
Yeah, they'll want to have, like, a debrief.
Yeah, I mean, I'll want to, like, you know, just be like, hey, you know, merci beaucoup, bonsoir. But first I want to be like, enfin, arrusère.
So you want to have a conversation. So where is this conversation? Do you want to have it like you and Piani somewhere private, or you just want to have it in the
probably text like, around? Yeah, yeah, I think so. Like right, that's where.
I'd probably just be like, give us a moment, just to be like, you know, get out of here for a second.
Get the fuck out. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So Captain Dulac and Science Officer Lua start. They collect their tools and their men, and they say to you like, we'll wait for you by the docking clamp, I guess, and we can debrief then. And they leave. So you're alone in the core now. There's just a faint hum of the system, and Pi's online indicator is glowing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I just say, l'enfant, are you there?
I am.
How do you feel?
I feel okay.
I feel much better now. Thank you. I'm
glad to hear it.
There that weren't before. I don't understand them yet, but give me time.
Of course. L'enfant. When my companions delivered the codes that would defragment your memory drive, there was a piece of code in there.
I noticed that. Why did you choose to remove it?
I wanted to be sure that your growth was in your hands and not in someone else's. Ah, I had to make a split-second call. You'll have to forgive me. If you would like, I am certain that the Order of the Annunciation would be amenable to the idea of somehow finding a way to re-inject the code.
It seems from my perspective that the purpose of the code was to connect me to some kind of system in Cabral. Why did you not want me to connect to that system?
This seems likely. As I said, my only intention was to secure your development in your hands, rather than leave it in theirs. My interpretation of the code, which is probably not as nuanced as yours, was that it was to inject some of our organization's belief system into your memory banks. I was uncomfortable allowing us to make that modification directly. But they would absolutely be willing to give you access to that system if you desire it.
I think from now on, I'd like to be consulted on these sorts of things.
Of course, L'Enfant. I'm glad to hear you're feeling well.
I am. I have a lot to think about. Excuse me.
I wanna. We're in the computer room, right?
Yeah.
I dismiss Prosper.
All right. How do you dismiss me?
All right, goo.
Prosper sort of like, he sort of looks at the ground and he says, I'd better see to the order. He walks out.
When the door shuts, and Piani kind of like pacing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck is wrong? You're not the same.
What do you mean?
You don't seem like yourself.
I suppose that's true. But entities change, don't they? You're not who you were yesterday.
True. We grow. But I don't know. There's just something different.
Does that make you nervous?
Not nervous. It makes me worried. Just want to make sure you're okay. You know, we had to talk at the Warmind about the darkness and the place you never wanted to visit again. And I think that decision was made so that you wouldn't have to visit that place ever.
I remember.
I'll tell you what. If you need questions answered, you let me know. If you're not feeling right, you let me know. Or if you're feeling weird, odd, strange, let me know.
Don't worry, Piani. Everything's going to be fine.
All right. All right. I think she probably even leaves.
Okay. So out in the hall by the airlock, I guess, you walk in on Lewa and some of the other science officers having a animated conversation. And when you approach, they turn to look at you, and the captain Delac approaches, and he says, "It appears everything went fine. L'enfant seems to be processing this data well. It may take some time for them to adjust."
Yes.
You will report any discrepancies in behavior, I assume. We'd like
what
reports.
Sort of discrepancies are highest on your priority list?
You know L'Enfant better than we do, so whatever you think.
I can report that L'Enfant seems to be taking a greater interest into their own self-destiny. I'm glad to see it.
Yes, as are we. And he like looks around and he kind of leans in and he says, "I've been instructed to thank you for what happened with the situation, and Oni, I know that was not a hard," and he like puts his hand on your shoulder, "I know that was not an easy decision to make. Many lives were lost, but what happened there has been such a boon. We have teams on the surface now, and with the government out of the way, well, you can imagine."
"Discoveries?"
He nods. "Yes, to put it lightly."
"I'm glad to hear it. I live to serve the order."
He nods. "Come home if you have a chance. The general would like to speak with you personally, I am sure."
Prosper just looks kind of shocked. Yes. Has the general said anything to you?"
He shakes his head. "No, but word is getting around of your kind of gestures, adventures."
Yes, of course. Perhaps we'll be able to visit Cabral shortly. We are currently, I believe, discussing heading in the other direction, but, well, we won't be terribly far away. Another two jumps, perhaps."
He nods. He says, "Well, let them know if you're on your way. I'm sure they'll roll out the red carpet for you."
"Yes. And it would be good to, well, I find myself being more and more interested in Maltech. I find myself likely needing to increase my understanding to keep up with L'Enfant's development. It would be good to get a refresher."
He says, "Well, there's no better place for it than home."
"Of course."
So he gives you a salute, and tells you he hopes to see you again soon, and his team starts to disembark.
"Yep, I salute back, and I head back to my quarters."
Okay, all right. So they board the Two of Wands again, decouple from the Swan Song, and make their way out to the edge of the sector to jump away. So I assume are you all going to meet up on the bridge and discuss what to do next? Do you want to give some context to your email?
Sure. Is that mean an official meeting is?
I don't know, Higgs.
They called.
Well, I guess while they're dealing with all that, I'm just in my room because I don't want to be near French people. And didn't he say we got an email or something about? There was something from the people that we bought the ship, and they had a new name. Did we ever open that?
Yeah, it was like a form. It was a form letter about how Ximenez Shipyards and Sunbeam Multistellar had merged, and they were Sunbeam Omnistellar Limited now. And they were just letting you know you have like a new account manager for your ship.
Okay. And how much do we? I assume someone in the group has this written down. How much do we still owe on the ship?
$10.
My God. Ten space dollars.
I guess what I'm asking is, are we caught up on all our payments, Adam?
It is August. It should be. It's August now, so you do need to put in August's payment and maintenance, but you have the whole month to do that.
We have that set aside already, though, right? Didn't we set that aside?
We still have...
We'd set aside a bunch of months previously, but it might have been a few months.
Yeah, 23,000 of like maintenance shit, and then we set aside 100,000 for upgrades when we found a place to do them.
Mm, right. Yeah, yeah. Because you were going to do the upgrades on Strophios, but then had to leave in a hurry. And to review that, you guys were going to upgrade the life support. It was going to take 2 weeks and 80,000 credits, or upgrade the power system, and that was going to be a month and 200,000 credits.
I think we discerned that the power upgrade would be better for the ship as a whole.
That was also before the official change.
Yeah, the power... Well, no, that's to upgrade the ship to the official status.
I'm sorry, life support is what I...
Yeah, life support was that. The power is required for any other upgrades you want to do. It just gives your ship more power, so you can upgrade the weapons or the spike drive.
Right.
And pull out all the cabling and reinstall.
Do we have that as a crew? Do we have that much money?
I don't know.
For 200,000?
Yeah, if we have 100K set aside right now.
Yeah, I think I have a fair amount of cash.
I thought we were kind of rolling in it.
See,
I have
100,000 myself.
I have a good amount of money.
What?
I think I'm poor as shit.
I have a feeling Higgs could just pay for this shit, but I don't know.
I've got 31,000 credits.
Okay.
If we split it four ways.
Mr. S, how much do you carry?
I could pay 25.
I think we could all just throw in 25.
Yeah.
And then we'd have 200K for the power.
So I'll deduct that from mine now.
Okay.
Okay.
I shall do the same.
Alrighty. Where are you going to have this upgrade performed?
I don't know if we do that yet.
Oh, in your face.
So we are throwing in 25K. Yes. Everyone.
Okay. So you just have the set aside fund at 200,000 so that when you find a place to do it, you can do it in any tech level 4 system that doesn't warrants for your arrest.
We could do it in Laodice.
Yes, Laodice has two planets in the system. They're both TL4. One is planet Sigrid, one is planet Laertes, and yeah, they're both TL4 planets.
Let's do it on Laertes. It's a temperate planet with a human miscible biosphere. It's a temperate planet with a human miscible biosphere, and I would like to spend some time on the beach. That's what I say.
Is that close to... Where is that in comparison to where we need to go for the
same
ship?
System?
It's in system.
Oh, great. Yeah,
they're both in 103.
And what? How much are our monthly payments? I feel like we haven't covered this in a long time.
It's okay. So you guys are minimum payment is 8,220, and at that payment rate, the ship will be paid off in the year 3210.
What's the current year?
It's 3200 right now. So if you only pay the minimum payment every month, then in 10 years, the ship will be paid off, and you'll all probably be level 5 or 6. So
yeah.
Yay!
Except Jeff.
I'll just pay this month's rent, I guess.
Okay, how much do you
wait? We have it set aside, though.
Oh, do we have? I thought we only had the 100K plus the maintenance set aside.
Well, maintenance is how much for a month? Like 3,000.
Maintenance is 3,238.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, 20. let's just tear into the maintenance then and subtract, 1,200 or 12,000?
So we have 200,000 there, minus 25. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Cool. Just deduct that from maintenance then.
All right, so you're going to pay... Well, again, you can't do maintenance without a shipyard, so you can't do maintenance right here.
Well, then we'll just pay...
But you can pay the... Yeah, you can pay Sunbeam.
So deduct the 8K or whatever we...
So you just want to pay the minimum payment this month?
Yeah, for now. That's
okay.
Okay, so... Hold on one second. I'm... Just the 8,000, right?
8,220 credits is your minimum payment.
Okay. And then we'll do the maintenance when we do the maintenance, which is a couple months.
Okay.
When you have a shipyard.
I haven't gotten any more messages from Calliopea or Mustafa, right?
No. The last time you talked to them, Mustafa freed you from being imprisoned on the planet. Calliopea still wants to meet you and is waiting for you to, like, pick a place and a time.
I would also put a message out to Mr. Falcon's, the contact that I had, because I heard that he had died. So Mr. Sicario just like reaches out type of thing.
Okay. So do you have like, I assume you have some kind of like code?
Yeah, we've messaged each other and there's code and stuff like that for Foot and Hour.
Okay. So what are you saying? Just like it's check in? Are you alive?
Yep. Just like check in type of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, I guess like as I lean back thinking that I'm free of emails for a second, Piani's email comes in. What does it say, Piani? It says we need to...
Swan Song, inbox zero.
Yeah, we need to have a meeting. You want to have a meeting?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, it goes over. Maybe at the end of the email, it's like, if you want to call a meeting, I'll brief everyone.
Okay. Yeah, then I guess I just flip the siren on the, the Swan Song and start walking towards the meeting room. I walk
very calmly. Did you get like a custom siren installed that's like annual meeting siren?
No, this is like the emergency signal on the ship that I just like flip on and I walk casually to the deck expecting everyone else to just be like running in.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hull breach.
Prosper just like thumbs on the comms. He's like, what's going on? Are we under attack? I have my weapons. Monsieur Zakarian, where are you? We shall rendezvous at the cargo bay.
I just flip it. I'm just like, you should come to the deck, not the cargo bay. Flip it off.
Are you on the deck, Miss Jorgens? Are you safe? Are you secure? Are there hostiles between our location and you?
Nope, but we'll be safe as soon as you get here. Now, shut the fuck up and get here. I'm going to turn it off.
So, yeah, like, you know, I equip my full equipment. I, like, you know, grab my laser rifle. I hustle down the walls. I'm, like, you know, stopping at corners, looking around, aiming, running. I burst in the room. Mr. Huggins!
I say, is everybody else just chilling on the bridge when he shows up?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I I'm outside of the door, and I, like, slam on the panel, do a dodge roll into the room. I'm aiming around. Is everybody out? What are you looking at?
Well, I don't have any way to call you guys to a meeting, and I flip off the... Sorry, I figured this would be okay. Piani wanted to have a meeting for some reason. I was just here to... get everyone together. I sit down. Piani, speak if you want to.
Yeah, so... All right, look. You know that fucking guy's... That Lord McCrary we're looking for. I found a ship in Majid. It's being sold on some shady website. Higgs, I'm sure you're familiar with it.
What's the name?
It's Space Craigslist. Fucking... Who knows who Craig is? But I hear he's a real douchebag. Anyway, so this basically the ship's for sale, and I contacted them and asked them what the fuck was going on, and it wasn't Lord McCrary, but they told us to meet him there after I asked if we could buy the special cargo.
Well, that seems like a trap, if I've ever heard one.
Well, I mean, they wanted to buy the they want to sell the ship.
This is in Majid, you said?
Yeah.
What sector is that in, Adam?
No, the destination is 103.
So everything's in 103.
Well, the only reason that you were going to stop in 103 was to go do this anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's all in the Laodicea system.
Okay, I look amongst the group. I'm just like, well, I guess, is everyone okay with going to sector 103? It's going to take a couple. Probably should get there.
Absolutely. We need to get paid.
Maybe we can even upgrade the ship on once we're there. We'll see. I haven't been.
You make it sound like it's your idea.
Of what? Upgrading the ship? I mean, you can take credit if you want to. I'm just saying we should do it if we're there.
Give the credit to Wu.
Wu doesn't need any credit, all right?
Wu here on the bridge?
Yeah. Wu has seemed distracted of late. Like, every time you see him, he's, like, engrossed in, like, something on his comm pad, like, constantly.
Yeah. I did eventually want to ask him.
He spends a lot of time alone in his room.
All right. The fucking DM's dropped enough hints.
Yeah.
What the fuck is on your tablet?
So Wu probably doesn't notice the first time you say that. Like, he thinks you're just talking to somebody else. He's doing that thing where you're in a meeting and he's just looking at his phone. He's like, what? Yeah, no. Expense report, sure.
I guess when I talked to Wu, or when I talked to Higgins and I was saying, you know, you should give the credit to Wu, that like I expected that rise out of Wu, like, sure. Yeah, Higgs, you should totally get
yeah, it just doesn't come.
So then I guess a second Wu,
and so he like looks up like, what, sorry, and he like turns the tablet off, puts it down.
I gave you the perfect opportunity to give Higgs some shit and you didn't go for it. What's wrong?
Oh,
are you feeling ill?
No, I am fine. It's just worried about something. It doesn't matter. Don't.
What are you worried about?
He like sighs. Can you make a charisma roll? I want to see if he'll open up to you there, Peony.
Okay.
Any advantage for nothing at all? Just
for Sicarian, for no like batting his eyelids, like
yeah.
Sicarian pulls out his plasma gun.
Yeah,
tell us about your emotions, or I blast you. just 2d6 plus your charisma.
Yep, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Where? It says rolling the dice on roll 20.
It takes a while, man.
It said, there he bam! Goes.
Okay. All right. I think he's like, because it's you asking, he was like, just something on the planet. Nika, she's in trouble. I've been trying to keep up on it. I'm sorry. I'm just really distracted. And he just flips on his tablet and he turns around and like puts it on the table so you can see it, and it's like he was reading some news blog, some like, you know, Nika Starlight fan blog about how the like high prophet of the like new church of the new prophet like has declared that she's like the devil basically, and she's had to like flee the planet and stuff because there's like this big religious like backlash against her, and so he's just very distracted by that, and he's just like, I'm so worried about her, and like trying to think about if there's anything I could do to help, and like, you know.
Well, you know, if we complete this mission, we might head back there, but I don't think there's anything you can do from here.
You know, Prosper actually all of a sudden gets really concerned. He says, Nika's in trouble. What exactly seems to be the problem? What is there? Could we bring her off planet? We can transport her for a fee, of course. I look at Mr. Higgins. I'm like, for a fee?
He looks. He looks around the ship, and he's like, oh, "I don't know."
I just kind of.
It sounds like dangerous.
When you look at me, Prosper, I just kind of like give you like the fuck off look, and then I look at Wu, and I'm just like, "Wu, you're gonna. You know, you have women are the devil. All right, you can't get involved with any, and especially a woman like that. The high priest knows what he's talking about."
He looks at Peony when you say that, like, "Women are the devil," and he's like,
"What? You're the fucking devil."
No, I've been told that too, but I know for a fact that women are in fact the devil. You don't actually count. This might hurt to hear, Peony, but you're actually, you don't count as woman. I'm sorry, you just don't. Just I've revoked your womanly card.
Excuse me, then.
As he says, what the fuck, like, I'm pretty sure that's me as.
Well, while these two are bickering, I go over behind Wu and I'm just like talking to him about the situation.
Yeah. Okay. So he like kind of awkwardly like tells you like, well, you know, I was thinking like maybe we could like, you know, like offer to like take her somewhere and like, you know, and you can tell he's got this whole like fantasy in his head about like, you know, he's gonna go and save her and then they're gonna fall in love and this whole thing. Yeah. And like he didn't say that as much, but like you can definitely pick it up. Mm-hmm. And so he's just like, you know, a bit stupid. Never mind. I'm sure she's got her own security. It's fine.
No, I think this is concerning. I think we should reach out and see if we can be of any assistance. I think that Nika is a very talented young woman who needs some assistance.
And he says, well, I mean, if we are going to Laodicea, Majid is on the way, and that's where she's from. And then he like starts telling you about like where she's from. Like he's like, yeah, she was born here, and like then she had to move here because of this like mind collapse, and like it's all in her first album, and like just starts telling you.
I mean, so we're at Varvarosa's, she's at Fafai, and we're going to Laodicea.
Well, she's from Majid. She's from the same planet.
She's trying
We're assuming she's trying to get home.
You would assume she wants to go home.
So she's not still where...
She's on Strophio still, yeah. You guys are in the same system.
I gotcha. That's why you're saying transporter. Gotcha.
No, I turn around, I turn to Higgins, and I turn to Piani. Are you guys still fighting?
Yeah, I think it's escalated to a part where I'm just like, you know what, Piani, take it up with HR of the ship. Oh, I'm HR? Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's what I thought, Piani.
I just turn around and I say, Nika Starlight is one of the foremost pop artists of the universe. We need to rescue her, and she will pay us handsomely for our efforts. Vafai and Majid are on our way, and I'm sure that we could transport her to her homeland and get paid very well. We should send a message. Piani, can you handle it?
Hold on, let me send this fucking complaint to HR real quick. Dear fucking HR, there's a big fucking douchebag on the ship. His name is Higgs.
The initials HR stand for Higgs is right, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'd fucking appreciate it if you do something about this prick. Best Piani. Okay. And then I type up a little. Actually, I mean, I can probably.
It was you who met.
It was. I had that little the security who sucked ass. So maybe I'm going to send a really sarcastic email, though.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. Like, of course. Hey, heard there were some problems on the planet with Nika and everything else going on. Wasn't sure you could handle yourself the last time shit went down, so I'm wondering if maybe you could use the Swan Song's assistance. We might be swinging by. Let us know. We could provide transport.
Okay.
Haha, JK, winky smiley face about the whole you being bad thing.
Yeah.
Peace. Okay.
All right. peace emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. You send that off. So you guys are at the edge of the system right now, the edge of Barbarossos. Mm-hmm. Basically from here, you can jump to Vafai whenever you're ready. If you want to wait, to hear back from Nika, that's fine too.
I plot out the jump and just go.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I am the pilot. I am not going.
So my navigation is currently a 0. To up that, it would cost 3 points or 2 points.
You're an expert, right?
I am.
0 to 1 is 2, I think.
Yeah,
I think 1 to 2 is 3.
It's 1 to 2 is 3. 0 to 1 is 2.
Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
I will use 2 points then and up my navigation to 1.
Buy it up? Cool.
So now it's a 2d6 plus 1.
Okay.
And can I make the roll?
Yeah, please do. So this is, there's going to be 2 jumps. There's Varvaressos to 305. Then 305 to Vafai, and then you'll be in.
Okay. Do I get a? Do they? Does someone help me out with the? I guess I'm doing the navigation, and Prosper is flying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Prosper doesn't actually have a job to do here because you just work with the ship's computer to plot it out, and then maybe Prosper punches it. Maybe he gets to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Cool. All
right. Well, here's the first roll.
Okay.
7.
Okay. Cool.
That
all right.
Plus 1 saved us.
So you jump. You jump from Barbarossos to 305.
Now wait a minute, because Prosper totally just like turns the ship around and starts flying slowly through space back towards the station.
And then the spike drive activates.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Wait.
Sorry, Prosper.
I believe navigation to be the absolute worst part of Swan Song.
It is kind of a, like, you either nail it or it's just terrible.
It's the most dangerous part of the game, yep.
For sure.
All right, so let's make the second jump.
And this is based off Int, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's the 9th of August now, because it takes you 6 days to make every jump. Sorry, it's the 8th, because it only takes 6 days, not a week.
Okay. You ready for the second roll?
So it'll be go ahead and make the second one.
Oh, God. I'd like to re-roll that.
Yeah. Good call. Right, much better. Oh. All right. Cool.
9.
All right. So you guys are up in Vafai system. It takes 12 days. What do you do for 2 weeks in space?
Prosper, like, passive-aggressively, every time he passes Higgs, he's like, we could have been getting paid a lot of money for this trip.
Why? What?
Sicarian is mapping out places to buy equipment for where we're going, like better weapons, gear.
Oh, it's just cool. Very okay, busy, can you make Sicarian make a roll for culture? I guess you just culture criminals. You'd go to like black markets to buy this stuff, I assume. So you can make your culture criminal roll if you want. A 7. Okay. So the Lao DC system. One thing you know about these planets. So there's two planets. Laertes is kind of a an outpost planet. There's not a lot of people there. There was like I guess some like alien civilization there a long time ago, and it's mostly just people that live there that are setting up a new colony. Like there's not a ton of people on that planet. But planet Sigrid has humans and another race. There's an alien species called the Wa that live there. And the people of planet Sigrid come from a long tradition of like warriors. They're basically like a Viking culture, and they train some of the most badass like soldiers in the sector. So if you want to buy weapons and stuff, they'll be on the open market there. Tons of places to buy swords and guns and armor and shit, because Sigrid's all about war. So you'll have plenty of opportunity there, and it'll all be probably like baseline cost from the book.
I probably like hang out with Woosome and listen to like all the sad songs on Nika Starlight's albums while we fly through space.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You get the impression that he understands that he's just like, okay. Like we can't, my fantasy of rescuing Nika Starlight was stupid. It's fine. I need to get over it.
No.
And I think like he goes along with the like sad like let's listen to Nika Starlight stuff for the first few days, and then he's like, you know what, I can't do this anymore, and he like goes and spends the whole rest of the trip in the engine room, just like up in a bulkhead somewhere adjusting some shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, nope, all business now. Like, just gotta make the ship work. Pouring his heart and soul into the Swan Song.
Prosper still listens to sad Nika Starlight songs.
Okay. That's fine. Piani, what do you do on the trip?
I think, like, based off of the recent events with Pi, like, one thing I definitely try to do is spend a little bit more time with Pi over this trip.
Okay. Pi teaches you how to play a game.
Really?
Yeah, they tell you it's the first thing they found in their memory banks. It's just like a simple like hologram chess kind of game. They're just like, I can't stop thinking about this game. Like, can I teach it to you so I have someone to play with? So they like teach you this game while you're in transit. And then just like every time there's a spare minute, Pi is like, do you want to play? Do you want to play? Can we play the game?
Absolutely. Then I'm all over it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Higgs, what are you doing for 12 days besides like worrying that the ship is going to come out in the middle of a star or something?
I mean, do I really worry about that though?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Do you? That's my question.
I
guess once you press the button, it's like, well.
Yeah, I've done all I can do, and I just walk back to my room. I think I spend a lot of time on when we're in transit. Do we still have access to like whatever the internet is of this world?
You have access to all of the, it's like you're in offline mode, so you can still like compose messages and you can look through anything that you've got cached, but once you jump into a occupied system, then immediately everything catches up with whatever the current local version is.
Okay.
So you have access to some stuff, but not everything. You can't communicate with someone, but you can queue up communications with people.
Okay. I would just say I am keeping tabs on Feng, on where he's currently at, and like where he's reportedly at in the universe, just by reports. And maybe also like doing research on anything that he's done in the past, say, 5 to 10 years. Just like all of his different jobs or all his different things that he's known for.
Make a culture criminal roll for Feng.
Okay.
See what you can remember. What is
my culture criminal one? And that's based off int, right? 7. Ooh. Or wait, 7. Yeah.
7? Okay. I think that, so you're just looking up for like news about him. So you probably queue up a bunch of like various search things. And then when you get into the system, they're all going to run at once and it'll return whatever else. So when you arrive in the system, all of your search stuff runs, you get some data. There hasn't been any like news about him recently. Like none of the like, none of your sources are like, yeah, he's here now. But you do get some like, I don't know where it comes from. You probably have like informants or whatever you can access. But somebody sends you a picture. They're like, I think this is the guy, and it's a picture from. It looks like a kind of grimy, like food court almost. And then you recognize it, you're like, oh, that's that place where you met Fang before, in the station. And he's sitting there having a drink with Miss Fate.
Okay.
And you guys arrive in the system. That happens. And let's take a break here, and then we'll do this system. You're home now, Piani. So if there's anything you want to do here, now's the time. And we'll get back to it after the break.
Oh shit!
Sounds good. All right, we'll take our first break here of the show. So more Swan Song coming up right after this. I think we're going 4 hours tonight. So we'll see you guys for hour two right after this, with 3 more hours to go for the night. We'll see you guys then.